And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and we're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Shelter Island, Point Loma area, and we have a great show lined up for you today. Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double and Captain Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell. A couple of great captains and great guys, and a lot to talk about. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggety body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot fight icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by. So grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyFord.com. FordNow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a fun day, man. Talking to Mission Bell, talking Daily Double. It's
going to be a
fun day today.
Yeah, indeed. Good morning, Fred. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Great to have you guys.
More Pete.
In the world headquarters. And wow, man, fantastic month of fishing, year of fishing, shall we say, right?
Kind of a crazy year, huh?
Yeah. I mean, this is, think about it. Here we are, November the 8th, and this is the first time we've had to tie the boats at the dock, right?
Yes.
It's pretty good.
I think it was a couple couple, three Tuesdays ago, I said to Steve, it was a Tuesday, and all three of the boats were tied up, and that was the first time. I think they turned us loose June 8th to start fishing, and we went well over 100 days, having at least one boat or more off the dock.
Off the dock, yeah. Yeah. And yeah. Good fishing, too, right?
It was good. It was, good offshore fishing, a little bit of islands, and for us, you know, as soon as they turned us loose, we started fishing the kelp. And, you know, we'd been missing decent calico bass for a year, you know, a couple of years. And it was game on calicos.
All year long, too. It was like there just never seemed to be much of a window when you weren't getting those things.
Yeah. And, you know, then the bonita came in the fall. And it was, we were lacking yellowtail this year. They were kind of missing from the picture.
But the kelp is super healthy in Point Loma area, huh?
Yeah, I feel that way.
Yeah.
Up and down. It's, you know, it's not all the way out on the drop off to where it's growing out on the 20 fathom curve, but there's plenty of surface area. There's, you know, the canopy is fairly decent size. I mean I've seen a lot better.
Yeah.
Imperial Beach lacks kelp right now. That's kind of sad, but it always comes back.
It's a cycle, right?
Yeah. And you know, with that said, bull kelp starting to grow back in 14 fathoms. I'm seeing that. Just no good heavy stringer kelp down there. But
And the difference in the offshore versus the inshore water this year is amazing. I mean, here you go 63, 64 at the point, and then offshore where you're fishing, Steve, still
70 degrees.
Unreal,
right now. Yeah, and it was, you know, 72
a couple days ago.
Yeah, a few days ago for sure.
It's crazy.
What do you think this weather's going to do to that?
It's hard to say. This is a honest to goodness northern. This is a real northern storm, northern blow. It's hard to say what exactly is going to happen, but hopefully we'll see what happens. We'll see if everything stays together. The islands, I wouldn't mind seeing the islands come back together again.
Sure.
It's been a while. They've been in a bad mood for a couple months now.
And this is the kind of stuff that it takes to kind of change things.
This is shuffling the deck.
So what's wrong with the islands? What was going on at the islands that sent you guys offshore?
We had, when we first started fishing in June, we had pretty good water. The first day we fished was a day after some wet wind. Things were a little unsettled, and it was okay. We still caught, I think, 70 good grade yellowtail.
Oh, yeah, it's just okay.
Yeah.
Just okay.
And then the next day, things came together, and things were right. It was really good. We had a really good time fishing at the islands.
So if 70's okay, what's really good?
We had limits. Limits the yellowtail and driving. Feet on the dash driving home, limits fishing. It was really good. It was proper.
That's cool.
Proper Coronado Island sonar fishing.
Wait a minute. If my math is right, 24 people and 70 fish.
It was a good day. It was a good day.
Right. That's what I was saying.
It was a good day, but it was. We had to work hard for it, and the next day things were.
Came to you.
It was game on.
That's cool.
So what about this offshore fishing that you've been doing? I mean, Dorado in November. Come on, really?
Yeah, Dorado, yellowfin tuna. If you have a good kelp, you can catch a lot of yellowfin tuna. There's the kelp grade yellowtail offshore as well, and Dorado and tuna fish. It's just your basic, pretty good fall tuna fishing offshore.
That's awesome.
Some opportunities, you know, the right day, good shot of the yellowfin and yellowtail and Dorado to fill in the gaps.
What makes the right day?
Just the right kelp.
Yeah.
This earlier in the year was a lot of open water fish, but now almost all the tuna fish we're catching are dependent on a kelp. And if you've got a good kelp, then you're going to catch good fish. Yeah. And well, also a new little twist offshore is the sea lions. That's a new element. We've had more offshore sea lions.
Come on.
Oh yeah. This has been. Locally, we've had more sea lion interaction offshore this year than ever before.
That's crazy.
Now, there are days when we had what I felt like were two, like, oh, this is, we're set. This is going to make our day. We're done here. We're going to catch all the tuna. Maybe not limits, but we're going to catch good tuna fish and have it, you know, shut off by sea lions really fast.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That pisses me off.
Oh.
I mean, it just does.
So when you're rolling up on a kelp, Do you see it all on the sonar? Do you know?
Yeah.
Does it start to bite right away? I mean, you get on it and
if it's a good one, I mean, if it's good, I mean, there's times when you go up on a kelp and you see a little bit, and you're not sure, and then as you drift away from it and more of a get. Or sometimes, you know, the fish aren't necessarily right on the kelp.
Sure.
And you might be sitting there doing your thing, catching some yellowtail and dorado, and fish, you know, that were 300 yards away or whatever, find you.
Say, hey, here's dinner bell, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And other times you drive up and it's like, oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, still, after this blow comes through, which is pretty much the end of it is today, it's supposed to get decent starting tomorrow, right?
Right.
You guys going back offshore?
Yeah. That's what we're doing for now. Okay. Yeah. We'll see how it is.
All right. What about you, Fred, on the Daily Double?
I fished Friday. Friday was my last day, and we had good water.
Boy, you sent me some beautiful pictures. Yeah. Big sheephead and bonita.
It was good. It was 67 and a half.
Wow.
And we've been fishing 65. I've seen 70 on the rockfish grounds right outside of us. So it's like I drive out the harbor and I'm not quite sure where I'm going to fish, but if it's 67 right on front, and you know, as soon as we set up the bonita, you saw those bonita, they're up to 5 pounds.
And big ones.
Yeah, good grade of bonita. Calico bass biting.
Nice.
We had 20 calico bass that were legal, and we probably threw back 5 for every one that was legal, so we probably caught 100 shorts. First 45 minutes or an hour, every fly line bait was either a calico bass bite or a bonita bite.
Oh,
I mean, it was just
so cool.
Just steady, right out in front of the harbor.
Boy, and the baits at Everingham Brothers right now is perfect, right? Mixed size, right?
Yes, yeah, little itty bitties to bigger ones, and it's like, what do you want to target? And then we've been putting a little bit of shrimp into the mix, Pete, and getting
shrimp.
Yeah, the sheephead, just cut them into little bits, and it's amazing how
they find that.
Yeah, the sheephead respond, and it, you know, the rent rodders that are kind of struggling a little bit, we'll have them, and next thing you know, you know, they're all getting bit.
That's cool.
And the same rocks that I fished bass on for years, I've been amazed at how many of these fish it kicks out.
Wow.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so and so do people bring their own shrimp? You supply it on the boat?
Yeah, they bring their own. We supply some.
Yeah, you go down to Point Loma Seafoods and buy the gourmet shrimp? Is that what you use? Yeah.
You know, I go into Point Loma Seafoods, and I'm always amazed at their case and the beauty in it. And yeah, but then you get to the price, and it's like you pay for quality. And as beautiful it is, I still eat there. Yeah, no, the sheephead bait comes from.
So you just buy it from the local bait supplier.
You know what I found? If you go to Costco Business Center, the 31 to 40 count is less than $5 a pound.
Really?
And it's shell on, and it, you know, it lasts. It lasts. You know, I hate being the bait Nazi with the people, you know, telling them not to grab a handful and put it on the rail and all this. And, you know, it doesn't lose its scent. It doesn't go bad. If you don't want to fish anymore, put it back on the cutting board and all my little speeches. But, you know, it's worked. It's worked. And we've done a couple other things that...
secret stuff.
Yeah, that in chum wise and different things to kind of help
awesome.
Help right. enhance
cool.
it.
Yeah. That's great.
But you only learn if you go ride
that's
the
right.
Daily
yeah,
Double,
that's
right?
We had a trip. So previously, I remember back to the El Ninos in the 80s, and our best day, we had 100 fish where we had 70 in the morning, 70 something in the morning, and 30 something in the afternoon. We surpassed that 70 number. We had 81 fish. We had 81 sheephead this fall on a trip.
Holy mackerel.
And then another trip with 13 people, we had limits. We had 65 fish for 13 guys.
That's
awesome,
man.
And a grade. The picture you show, man, nice grade of fish, too.
Yeah, that was a 10-pound fish.
Yeah.
Really cool.
And I think our best was like 17, 18.
Nice.
Fish is the same way you would fish anything else, just a standard dropper loop, or do you do anything different, or... That's part of riding the boat and find out.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
Carolina rigs, I'll say that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. He's giving it up.
Yeah, man, I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Only
so,
for you guys. Only
yeah.
for Les Talk.
Only for Les Talk Hookup listeners cool. right here. And Steve, what was, do you have some standout days on the Mission Bell this year that, man, that was a great day. You have any?
We had some good tuna fishing. The fishing that we had early on our offshore with the mix, the bigger grade, for us, bigger grade, bluefin and yellowfin. We, you know, not huge numbers, But you go knock out the fish, the grade, 20 to 60 pound yellowfin and 20 to 100 pound bluefin on a 3/4 day trip. It didn't take many.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Cool. It was, and there were plunker bites, and with the boat, we'd be sitting still for hours with 3, 4, 5 fish going, and everybody had a good chance. We were fishing sinker rigs a lot in some kind of off color water, which was odd.
Yeah.
Not odd, but just different than what we're normally used to. Tuna fish you equate with really clean water.
Yeah. Sure.
And this was dirty water, sinker rigs, and everybody had almost an equal chance. The guys worked harder, got more bites, as they always do. But even people that didn't work that hard had a good shot at catching a 60, 70 pound yellowfin, or 50 to whatever pound yellowfin and bluefin up to 100. It was pretty amazing.
Unbelievable.
It was amazing.
Was that like July, August?
Yeah. It was just after we finished our stay at the islands. We went out there, and it was kind of, big foamers. And typically you see foamers and you feel like the fish are going to just swim away. But the area was so rich with fish that you'd go onto into a foamer, and then you just kind of settle in to a plunker bite. You might catch a couple when you slid up on the foamer, and then the fish would just kind of settle in with you, and you drift for 2 hours, 3 hours.
Oh, that's cool.
With 3, 4, 5 going the whole time. It was amazing.
Wow.
A guy come out, rent a pole, come out and catch a 60-pound yellowfin tuna or a bluefin, or whatever. Just amazing.
That sinker rig can be the great equalizer.
Oh, it was. It was just do it. Just sit there at the rail and hold your pole.
Yeah. Well, got one.
Yeah, you got a 60-pounder. Cool. Now line it in.
Yeah. So was that on those foamers, was that one of the keys, is putting that sinker rig in?
When the water was dirty, yeah, that was absolutely key. The guys at fly line got bit too. If you worked hard fly line and you caught fish, but you could put on a sinker rig and use heavier tackle,
right,
and just sit there and have a fighting chance, especially in the dirty. As the water cleaned up, it's kind of started to favor the guys fly lining more and more and more. But that, you still caught them on sinkers, caught them sinkers. But when the water was dirty, especially, they were catching good on the sinkers.
How are you rigging your passengers up for a sinker? Obviously, you're taking out a lot
of the rubber.
That never knew what a sinker rig and how big, how rubber band.
Rubber bands, and usually, depending on the wind, if it was relatively not too windy, a 4-ouncer would do it. If it was kind of breezy, maybe a 6, maybe an 8, and with a rubber band rig, mostly.
Nose hook sardine?
Yeah, for the sinker rigs, yes, nose hook.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And is it true the lighter the sinker, the better chance of a bait? Is that why you want to kind of scale down your sinker if you can get away with it, or didn't matter?
Didn't seem to really matter, but, it just a 4-ounce... Our most popular rig was a 4-ounce torpedo sinker with rubber band rig. Drop it down there and let it rip.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
That's a fish that you need to go to Guadalupe to catch.
Oh, yeah.
You'd hop on the bell, hop on the bell in the morning and be at home in the evening and have a 60-pound yellowfin to prove for. That's a Guadalupe fish.
Yeah.
So cool.
It was amazing.
Yeah, indeed. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A couple of great captains here talking about a couple great fisheries we have here in Southern California.
You're not kidding. This is my favorite time of year because we get to have the team in. It's not often.
Yeah.
That we can have, Steve and Fred at the same time.
If it wasn't blowing today, we would.
That's what I'm saying. I'm well aware of that. It's going to be a great show. I'm, too, just extreme wealth of knowledge. It's going to be a great one. We want to hear from you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. In addition to your phone calls, we've also got the text to the show option we've been talking about a bunch. Only way to text the show is via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download on your any phone you have, Android or iPhone. Just go to the App Store, the Google Play Store, and look for Let's Talk Hookup. Download it. Easy way to listen to the show. Keep up to date with everything that's going on, and you can send us a text if you got a question. Not only are we talking fishing with the boys this morning, we have got a great prize for one lucky caller. It's a trip for two aboard the Daily Double. In addition to get to go fishing with Fred, have a great time, maybe catch some sheep's head with that special
tackle
shrimp rig
if you need it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You're also going to get a brand new 2021 Bill Varnay CCA calendar, and I think all of us are very well ready to welcome in 2021.
Yeah,
I think we're all over this one. A great opportunity, a great prize. Again, fishing for two on the Daily Double. When we come back, we got your phone calls. We got your text. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are packed solid. There's one line open, and it will be a very busy morning. If you want to get the last one before we get rolling, 833-288-0973.
Indeed. Hey, we just heard a spot for the Islander. Great boat out of Fisherman's Landing. Well, we talked about the Islander kayak trip next June.
Right.
It's up on our website, letstalkhookup.com. On the shop page, you can purchase a spot on the Islander kayak trip. There's only, well, I put it up yesterday, there's already a spot gone, so there's 17 spots left.
Okay.
And you think June isn't going to be here before too long, it'll be here before too long. So if you want to get in on that Islander kayak trip, the end of June, a great time to go with Captain John Conniff and that fantastic, and the Fast Lane crew, Ron Lane and his crew will be there with the Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and such like that. It's going to be a great time. So go to our shop page at letstalkhookup.com and purchase your spot on the Islander kayak trip. Hey, Rick, phones are packed up. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
You got it, man. Why don't we start it off with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, thanks for getting us rolling here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys, good morning. Before my question, I wanted to give you, Rick, and you, Pete, and all the people that put together Tackle Days yesterday, Doug, all the vendors, just terrific day. It was definitely worth the drive down from Woodland Hills to spend the day and listening to the seminars and visiting with friends from the radio. So thank you very much. I really, really enjoyed it.
Great to have you there, Don. Awesome. And did you win some prizes in the back giant raffle that they had?
I enjoyed watching other people win prizes.
Good answer. That makes my day to hear that, Don. I'm stoked you came down, and we loved having you.
And thanks to Mrs. Maxa for running that.
You do a great job as an MC, so kudos to you, buddy.
Appreciate it, man. That's cool. Yeah.
So, hey, I'm supposed to go out this week. Hopefully the weather is going to lay flat so I can get out, Wednesday night, fish Thursday for some of that tuna. Some guys were talking about using a yummy flyer with a balloon. Not a kite, I'm familiar with that, but they talked about using a balloon. I was wondering if you guys could give me some scoop on what that's all about.
Steve, Fred?
Not my bag.
Not your bag,
not
all
my
right.
Bag. Rick?
I think that, you know, you could. I think a traditional yummy flyer, the one that we all have used, most common, that is trolled from a kite at speed, would probably be a little bit tougher to get a bite from a balloon, especially in a semi-stationary position, which you would kind of have to fish a balloon in. There is...
A dead flyer is a different story.
Yep, dead flyer, completely different story. Great way to fish one of those and really good in a drift. There is a really high-end artificial flying fish that's like just kind of getting to being produced, and it's expensive. It's a couple $100, but it's an artificial bait that for sure looks like a flying fish, and guys fish those from a balloon at standstill and get bites with them. So
you get one bite and then it's done. You got to buy another one.
Not one bite, but they're not they don't last forever either.
Yeah.
You know, I think you get a couple of sets of wings when you buy one, but they're expensive. You know, they're similar in cost to fishing a frozen flying fish, mm-hmm. but they don't need to be frozen. So, there's some potential to
it. Have there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's great in the way that I think the cost works out to, you know, what we were kind of figuring out the other day, what, you know, maybe half a dozen frozen flying fish would. I don't know that it's going to work as good as a frozen flyer, but that you could always have it with you and you don't have to defrost them when you go. You know, there's certainly some merit to it. But as far as fishing a traditional that Carolina lures yummy flyer with a balloon, I think it'd have to be pretty darn good fishing. That wouldn't be the most ideal way to get one.
Yeah. And as far as fishing a balloon, a lot of times when there's no wind, mm-hmm. they can't get the kite up. They put a dead flyer up with the balloon. But yeah, yummy, you gotta move 7-8 knots to make that thing working.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Hey, Don, great to see you, and thanks for coming down. Appreciate that very much, having you come down. Now, we do have a great text. If the text option, of course, only on our Let's Talk Hookup app. Check it out. And this is an interesting question. When is it appropriate to only fill your bait tank halfway, assuming you have that feature? Bait. Let's talk about bait. And how much do you load when you load bait on, say, the Mission Bell?
Are they talking about the water level, or are they talking about how much bait?
Well, like he's talking about the water level, but maybe how much bait do you put on?
We can take 100 scoops if we need. You know, we can take 100 scoops if we need it. If we're using some sort of bait intense fishery, yellowtail at the islands or something, we got to throw a lot of fish at, for sure. But as far as the bait the level, I think you got to get your tank full.
You're constant.
Oh, yeah. The only time we ever lowered is we're trying to chase around the last little bit of bait that's left at the bottom of the tank.
Yeah.
But for the free surface effect, you got to have your tank full. Yeah. Otherwise, you're basically going to slosh around and have a mess, disaster in there.
Fred?
Yeah, I agree with that. If the bait's weak, you know, you don't want to overload it. You got to kind of take that into consideration. But as far as a level goes, it's always full.
What are the indicators when you're loading bait at the Everingham Brothers that it's like, well, the bait's a little weak, I better go a little light on this?
Scales. If it's scaling is just the way it's...
Scaling means when you put it in, you visually see the scales come off.
You see
off
scales
of
in the crowd, or you see scales in the crowd, the bait doing weird stuff, just in how tight it's balled up and if it, you know, how fast it moves around inside the receiver, inside the box. Yeah, and then, I don't know, there's one, even when it looks okay, if you're, I don't know, whenever I'm scooping bait, and the water that's dripping out of the scoop is any color, if it's brown at all, that bait is going to be, it's going to go bad on you. It just is.
Really?
Yeah, there's just this brown color to the water when you're scooping sardines. If there's any kind of brown in the water as you're loading the bait, that bait's going to fall apart on you.
And that is the what's going on in the receiver?
No, it's just its general condition. Just the bait's condition. There's a lot of different factors, you know, go into how your bait is, you know, how long it's been sitting in the receiver and how it was treated when it was caught. Or not so much treated, but, like, they've got a lot of different things to worry about sea lions, chase the bait around, you know, lots of stress on your bait, and just go in the bait receiver and the receiver, and how long it gets to sit is a very important thing. But honestly, if it goes in really good, it can come out the next day and be great bait.
No one at this, you know, at this table or anyone that fishes going to say anything other than positive accolades about Everingham Brothers.
Right.
I mean, those guys do it as good as anyone ever has or ever could, but bait is bait, you know, so like you said, sometimes it's stressed, and sometimes the water's hot, and sometimes it's chased around, and sometimes it has to get caught in a less ideal condition than not. And
there's so much that goes into it. There's so much we don't see. I've made a trip with the guys, and I've watched them do it, and it's like, it's quite an operation, and it's quite a production, and there's, you know, when I take a boat out and I'm taking people fishing, I mean, there's a million things that can influence what the catch turns out to be. And, you know, whenever I hear somebody in our industry complain about the bait, it's like, well, now, wait a minute, you're a fisherman. Anybody should understand that, you know, you don't always catch what you want. I want bigger, I want smaller, I want prettier, I want...
Sure.
The red rash on the bait, that's another one.
Yeah.
When you have that, I think it's a net burn when they have a lot of red on them, where it's been... I think it gets too tight at some point, and that could be from where they're fishing, current, seals. I mean, a million variables.
Yeah.
A million variables.
And it's interesting. I haven't heard the brown. That's an interesting. That's something to watch for sure. I haven't heard that before.
This is one of we had the best bait this year that I can remember. This was the most consistent, good bait, the right size. Just, it's amazing how it works out. This was one of the most consistent, best bait years I can ever remember.
But advice to people loading bait on their own boat would be, if it looks a little weak, if it's scaling up, not going to the bottom, light load.
Yeah, right? More is less, or less is more sometimes.
And be real about it too. Like if you know your bait's on the weak side, put less of it in, and you don't have to run 30 knots to where you're going. You know, I mean, I see all the time, if you know, you hear that same thing, the bait's, you know, the bait's a little tough. It's August and the water's super hot and everything's getting turned around. You're aware of that. Get to the launch ramp an hour earlier than you would, and go out at 10 to 15 instead of at 30, and don't blast your bait around. I mean, that bait's got to live in that, and especially in a skiff, you know, in a smaller bait. You know, if you're jumping off of every wave and all your water slosh around, your bait has to live in that.
It's gonna thrash.
Totally.
Yeah. You guys don't need to worry about that, though.
No. I've been pulling it back lately.
I like it.
Okay, what's pulling it back on the Daily Devil?
Oh, you know, less than 30.
All right.
That's cool.
Maybe less than 20.
Less than 20.
I like it.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to John, who's calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. What a great day it was yesterday. For those that didn't come down, they missed out. So,
That
beautiful rainbow. There was a pot of gold on the other side, so I went in and Doug took care of me. I'm buying a reel, and I just wanted to say thank you, and a friend's of Rollo. Everybody was going up there and buying one of those nice green bags, or not buying, but getting a green bag, which is well worth it, because I'm looking at it right now, and it's, for the $75 that it cost me, it's probably worth, I don't know. I got a fishing reel and a rod out of the deal, and I just wanted to say, I can't wait till the Fred Hall show comes to Anaheim Stadium.
Well, we'll see about that.
That's an interesting thing, John.
Bart said yesterday that they're looking into other options.
Yeah.
Yeah, outdoor venues,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, same deal, John. Stoke
and again, you know, Bart said, you know, we're going to wait till April, so March's not going to happen, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, see what happens.
Hey, and kudos to those guys for doing the work, and kudos to Mike Lum, Tim Baker, and all the guys that helped out with Captain Rollo's Kids of Tea, friend of Rollo. I know they raised a lot of money there. Wayne Cotto from CCA was there helping out, and they raised a lot of money, sold a lot of those boxes, and
I think they sold out. Yeah, they sold out of everything, including the $500 boxes. They put together, because those were going so fast, they put together a special $1,000 box that sold, and we had a raffle that we do at Tackle Days every year. We give, you know, that we raise money again to give to friends of Rollo. We had a record-setting year, and I mean, with all all the things that were going on, potential weather and this and the other, we never know. And we had the best raffle ticket sales, which just allowed us to write an even bigger check to Raleigh. Just everything about it was a great day. We were really appreciative of everybody coming out.
Yeah, it was a good one for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, and thanks for coming out to Tackle Day yesterday, too. Look forward to next year.
No doubt.
Yeah,
man.
Indeed.
Sunny next year.
Yeah, there you go. Let's head south down to Rancho Leonero, talk to our buddy John Ireland, where I'll bet it is sunny. Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Pete, Rick. Yeah, it's sunny. It's beautiful down here. It really is. Weather's, it's cool mornings, you know. We've got into fall now.
What is cool morning, like 70?
No, it's in the 60s, mid-60s, yeah. believe it or not. Yeah, yeah. Big drop, you know. It was in the 80s 3 weeks ago, so
sure.
So it's noticeable. But it heats up in the day, you know. We're up in the mid-80s. Midday, and it's beautiful, beautiful weather, clear skies. We had a little wind midweek for a couple days, kind of hurt the fishing a little bit, but overall it's been very, very good fishing and beautiful weather, beautiful fall weather for sure. Not as much wind as we normally get starting in November, so that's been a good thing, and we've had really, really pretty good darn fishing. The billfish was slow. There's been just loads and loads of bait in Palmasa Bay. You go out and you just meter it. It's just layered out there. It's incredible how much bait there's been this year. A lot of sardine and squid. And so it's holding a lot of fish, but making for picky biters. And this week it really kind of picked up. The Dorado bite towards the end of the week picked up in a big way, and so did the tuna fishing as well. The boats have been going out and looking around underneath the porpoise and picking up a few fish under the porpoise, but the main yellowfin bite has really been inside along Rincon and drift fishing the sardine, and then down around Fraley's. And then I'd say the average fish is, the yellowfin's about 30 pounds, and they're picking up two or three per boat at least, and then rolling around and looking for the Dorado. And the Dorado were very spread, but pretty close to the inside, and no more than 5 miles off, and they're catching them on hoochies and sardine as well, and quite a few Dorado around as well. If they're running into them, they're limiting, you know, they're running into the school, so about every other boat is really scoring big on the Dorado. Inshore has been good. You know, there's loads of Sierra around, and that's really interesting because Sierra is normally, if there's 75 degree water or higher, they're just not biting.
Yeah.
And boy, the last two or three weeks, there's just been loads of them biting strong, good sized fish, you know, and 5-6 pounders. So a lot of those right off the marine entrance, and they're taking hoochies and sardine. The rooster
fish taste the ceviche at the bar right now.
Yeah, lots of ceviche. A lot of Sierra ceviche. And, of course, they make really good ceviche for sure. And inshore on the bottom, there's loads of skipjack around. Gosh, if you go out there, you're going to catch 10 or 20 skipjack, just part of the deal, you know. So you're always pulling on fish, and they're kind of getting in the way sometimes for the yellowfin, but loads of them is around. We're using chunk squid and skipjack on the bottom, and picking up some nice pargo and amberjack. That's going on. A few rooster fish this week too, some pretty good side ones taken off the beach. So overall, it's been pretty darn good fishing this past week for sure.
Fantastic. Well, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero, I know you have another month you're going to be open here until the end of the month. How do we get a hold of you?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com. Check out our website. We've got a lot of good photos on there for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, John, thanks. Good talking to you, and we'll talk to you next week.
You will for sure, guys. Thank you. Talk
See
to you
John.
Soon.
All right. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Jim in Lakeside. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Jim?
Much. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm kind of a novice fisherman, and pretty much my fishing skills consist of making sure I tip the crew pretty handsomely so I catch a fish.
There you go.
I'm going to be heading out to Lake Marina this weekend, do a little freshwater. Do you guys have any tips or anything for me for fishing freshwater out in Lake Marina?
Would you like the $20 tip?
Yeah.
Steve?
I'm not. I don't know what's going on right now. I don't even know if there's trout on that in the lake yet at Marina.
Yeah, I don't think so yet.
I'm not sure.
Maybe. I don't know either. We're all kind of clueless.
Yeah, it's certainly that time. I know Kamehameha has got them and Santee Lakes has got them. So, I mean, I think it's that time.
So when there's trout, the bass, you have a chance to catch
the bass. Yeah, if that's what you're targeting. But if you're looking to get a bite, which it sounds like he's looking to get a bite, mm-hmm. the trout thing is probably your best bet if there's trout in the lake.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much water's in the lake at the moment. I like that lake. That's a cool lake.
That's really cool.
I've had good fishing there at that lake for bass.
I know the carp bite.
It's a feast or famine place.
Yeah. I've fished bass there and had good times, and I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
The best thing to do
is go to East County Bait and Tackle.
Talk
to the boys at East County Bait and Tackle. They'll dial you in and set you up with the right bait, and whether it be artificial or the real deal, and get you out there and put you on the spot.
That's the best thing to do is East County Bait and Tackle.
Hey, thanks a lot. Good luck out there. Have fun. Thanks a lot for the call.
Dan in El Cajon is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Great show yesterday. I was down there. It was a blast. How you guys dialed in sunshine, I don't know, but that was great.
It was a good timing.
Yeah, it sure was. Right after the show got over, we got a little bit of rain there, but hey, we still had a blast. My question is, you were talking about the sea lions, so what is it that you do? Do you just move when they're just all over you? Are you allowed to do anything to try to detour them? What do you do about the sea lions?
You can't do much. I mean, we had some fish that bit through the sea lions sometimes.
The offshore ones.
The tuna fish offshore. We had some bites that where we were able to maintain, and it was okay. Certainly knocked it down a notch of how good it could have been. And we were able to catch some fish, pass them and around them, and they ate some tuna fish.
They got theirs.
They're pretty funny. They certainly show a preference for yellowfin tuna.
That's interesting.
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that it would matter to them, but they seem to like the yellowfin more than the skipjack.
Wow.
Yeah. You do the best you can, fish around them as much as you can. Certainly we've gotten, we're used to it at the islands. It's a fact of life at the islands, and we've had some phenomenal yellowtail fishing around them at the islands. Sometimes it just doesn't matter. The fishing's good enough. But the tuna fish, we deal with it. We just fish. And then one thing we do is we leave the area and come back to that same kelp. If you can drive away for a couple hours and then come back to that same kelp, you have a chance of getting it to go again if the school's still there.
Sure.
It just depends. This, yeah.
What about on the half day trips, Fred? I mean, you guys are obviously experts at dealing with sea lions.
Yes.
You have to be.
So we give them beach balls and they start playing with them and they forget
and
all about us.
Yeah, that's perfect. Wouldn't that be nice?
I like to point out to my customers that when they go to SeaWorld, they charge them $7 to feed the sea lions at SeaWorld, and we let them do it for free all day.
Yeah, it's no extra charge.
It plays into where you fish. It plays into moves and. There's plenty of times when we catch fish right through them.
Yeah. They're just part of the game.
Yeah, you've got to take everything into account. I always love it when you hear a customer, this is done. And it's like, be patient. Let's see. And it's like they might slow a bite down, but not necessarily shut it off. So
yeah.
It's just part of the experience. It's part of being out there, and is it a negative? Yeah, I mean, I don't even really like talking about it, but take it for what it is, and don't lose faith, don't lose hope that we got to see 7-8 sea lions on you. Go up to La Jolla and experience that.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing up there, but it's. It's part of it, take it in stride. It might finish a bite. It might ruin a day. It might not.
Might not affect you at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you control the amount of chum you're putting in the water when you start to gather sea lions or no?
Well, when you start gathering them, then it seems kind of pointless. And I'll tell my crew members, it's like, there's a seal on it, so I'm going to slow it down. And it's like, well, no. Sometimes it's just the opposite. If you got one, and they're kind of racing around, scaring the fish a little bit, throwing them off the bite. If you throw more, you can actually, you know, overcome it. So, okay. You know, when I kind of teach my crew, it's like, well, don't slow it down because one rolled on us. It's not like he's going to leave.
Yeah.
He might, but
yeah.
But that doesn't seem to be the trend. So, you know, you might force a little bit more bait to see what happens, and you know, it's just
every scenario is a different deal.
It is. There's a million scenarios, and how it's going to play out. You know, stay tuned.
All right,
part of the sport.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding what's going on with the catch report. More great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, yesterday I know a lot of people bought a lot of Shimano Speedmasters.
Dude, Speedmaster was on fire yesterday. Yeah, for sure. I mean, and rightfully so. That is a fantastic reel at a price that all of us can afford.
Yeah.
You get power, you get performance, very comfortable reel, very appropriate for all this big bluefin that's being caught this year.
Yeah.
On a package that's under $300.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And it comes in a variety of sizes.
12, 16, 20, 25, you know, from fly line and 40 pound to catching a cow bluefin on a flat fall, all of those can be done, and it's a great reel. It was no wonder, but yeah, that was the hero of the day yesterday.
Powerful lever drag two speed reel at an affordable price.
Got it,
and it's a Shimano.
That's it.
And get it at your local Shimano dealers. The Speedmaster from Shimano.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead, follow local public health guidelines, and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, as promised, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for our catch report, which today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish. You can buy their great smoked and jerky fish. They have all their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing pokey kit. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And again, got to say a huge thanks to Sean Sebring for doing that killer seminar for us yesterday. He did a really fun one about how to smoke your fish that you caught, you know, on the Mission Bell or you bought at the market, whatever you want, how to get the professional style of smoked fish you would get at Fisherman's Processing out of your, you know, home Traeger, home smoker, the brine. It was really cool, and he did a great job. It was awesome.
People learned a lot of good stuff from the master.
No doubt about it. Well, hey, let's head on up the coast to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing in there this morning?
Great.
Doing
good morning.
Great. How's the fishing?
Gosh, you know, it was, we had a decent week, but you can definitely feel things changing. You know what I mean? Obviously, this front hammered on us. But, you know, like on our half-day fishing, we're still seeing good bass fishing. But, you know, we had to incorporate the egg sinkers this week, you know, as the fish are starting to make that little move down the water column. So we're still, you know, we're still catching plenty of fish. The bass fishing there, like I said, cut bait and live bait, catching both fish. But, you know, our best action came this week on like a half-ounce sliding egg sinker or a 3/8-ounce sliding egg sinker. I think that, you know, the days of the fly line sardine are done for 2020, or maybe on our stretch like this. Must be a little bit of good weather. But some good sheephead and sand bass in the mix, too. No big open water schools of bonita up here in our zone this week. The bonito that we are catching are all in on the hard bottom or along the edge of the kelp. So we're still seeing that stuff, but not in those big boomer schools that we were the last couple weeks. Three-quarter day fishing right now, it's still the bottom fish deal for us. It has been day-to-day down there, too, as far as the quality goes. Some days we're seeing some real nice picachos, some real nice reds. Other days, it's you know, that fish has been off the hard bottom, and it's been a sculpin and whitefish and some other mixed rock fish going in the bag. But again, those cyper jigs, man, that 120-gram jig, 100-gram jig, slaying those better quality fish. So have a few of those in your bag and come with the right rod and reel to fish that down there. Over at the islands, Catalina, still bonito on the main stage over there. A few nicer grade yellowtail, like that 18 to 20-pound stuff. But the Fury, he's done running for his season. I think he has a couple charters to make up, and then he's gonna hang it up for his season and jump into his boat work project. He was over at San Clemente Island this week. In fact, we shut the landing down on Thursday. All the crew hopped on the Fury, and we went over there for kind of like an end-of-the-season party. And we had some good yellowtail fishing over there. Real good shot at some nice great fish in the morning, some real good bass fishing, and then, gosh, all the bonita you could possibly want along the back of that island over there. So some real good fishing still over there. Again, it seems like we always run out of fishermen before the fishing totally shuts down, too. So reservations for sure the way to go. Call the landing. Also, sorry, I forgot to mention our halibut derby. We got a couple fish on that leaderboard there. Nothing big by any means. Some 4 or 5 pound fish, just barely legal fish. But, you know, we've talked about our halibut derby here. We got to fill that leaderboard first before names start getting bumped off. So we're certainly in the very early stages of filling that leaderboard as we fish that stuff. So that's what we got going on up here. Our phone number is 949-496-5794. Or check us out at danwerf.com. And yeah, make those reservations. You know, it's a matter of getting the boat away from the dock and the reservations. Definitely necessary. So.
Great call, Willie. We'll appreciate a great report. Sounds like certainly with some good fish biting, and we'll let this little bit of weather pass and get right back to it. Appreciate a great report, and we will look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks. See ya.
All right.
Thanks, Willie.
And while we're waiting for Gundy, and let's go ahead and continue with those great phone calls.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Hills? Hills called us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to Let It Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Morning. I was wondering, you know, if the weather gets back with it, I'm super excited to hear about the night bite starting at like 4 p.m. to midnight or whenever on flatballs at the bank, outer banks there. And I was wondering, are any boats doing like either like a reverse 1.5 day or like a 1 3/4 day, like so you could fish from 4 p.m. to midnight? Is that a thing that I already missed? Or
some of the boats are doing that, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll see it, you know, see them call it extended day and a half or day and 3/4. But, yeah, there are some boats that do it if that can fit into their schedule. And, I mean, they tend to just leave a little earlier in the day, where a traditional day and a half, you know, would leave in the evening time. You'll see them leave, you know, kind of around the time when the long-range boats leave, you know, leave at noon or sometime there, you know, early enough in the day so that they can hopefully make it out to the, you know, to the bank as the sun is going down, and it'll – afford you 2 night bites if you can do it. It's usually a few more bucks, but a good opportunity. And if the boat's scheduled, there's definitely a few boats that have run those for sure.
I know Fred Newell and Marcus Medak out of the landing, he's been getting them on those extended trips, right?
That's a fabulous boat. You know, Marcus and Adam, they fish good. They're
great guys.
Nice neighbors, you know.
Yeah.
They're always... They always seem to be dialed in.
You probably see them unload a lot of big fish this year, haven't you?
Yes, they've gotten their share.
Yeah.
Good on them. That's like a long-range operation in an overnight boat, a bunk boat.
Yeah. No doubt it is, man. Yeah.
No doubt.
Killers.
Get on it. Hey, hopefully that stuff is still there. I think it will be. What do you guys think? You think that stuff's going to... Yeah, Steve?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so,
too. No reason for it to leave, right?
Nope.
Yeah, as long as the bait's still there, they're going to be
hanging
out.
They'll pop up somewhere around here, it seems like. That's what they've been doing the last couple of years.
It's going to be interesting to see what this does to the local water temperature, certainly.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the big X. So, okay, thanks a lot for the call, by the way, Hills. So, scenario, what if this water rolls, do you think that yellowfin will be gone?
If it rolls, yeah. I mean, usually the yellowfin will tolerate waters around here, typically as cool as 65.
Yeah.
That's generally when that's the lower limit around here. Occasionally, maybe a little cooler, but if it's over 65 and it's decent, they'll be there, I think. Yeah. Hopefully they'll be there. Yeah. Last few years they have been, but 65 is generally the threshold.
That's the threshold.
Around there.
Yeah.
Give or take a little bit.
Cool. Hopefully we'll get some clear weather, get a good aerial shot, and be able to see where the temperature is and decide. So what if the water rolls? What's next for the Mission Bell?
Back to the islands and see what's available there, how the water is there, and see if any yellowtail. Hopefully we've had some really good fishing into Thanksgiving, or even beyond. I mean, some winters we do really well at the islands fishing yellows. We'll see what's going on. Our island grade yellowtail is kind of missing right now. We haven't seen much of it. We have been to the islands a few times on charters that wanted to fish there, and we've done some prospecting, and we have not seen a lot of those things in there. I'm not sure. I think maybe they're down at San Quintín or something like that, but that grade. There's some up at Clemente, and I know that and all that, but that grade of fish that was at the island so good early summer, is we haven't seen it recently. But they'll be back.
All right.
They'll be back.
Yeah. You'll be back.
Damn right.
Get back on them.
Yeah, totally. Hey, well, let's continue with our catch report. We got the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, we surf fishermen have the same dilemma. You know, the Mendoza line for Corbina is right around 64, 65. That's kind of what we're seeing right now. It's, we got cooling water. We're still seeing Corbina, but we saw a substantial drop here. So we'll, like you guys are saying, we'll just have to look what happens on the other end. But with the warm water receding, we finally saw some slowing in the bite. Still some scattered Corbina, good spot to yellowfin and spot fin croaker. But with the change in the weather and a big drop, we may be looking close to the end here for summertime style fishing, I'll call it. But as the water drops, we see other species come to bear, and that's usually the barred perch, and we also had some good halibut catches this week. The barred perch bite off the northern beaches really took off. They held their second Uptown Derby this last week, and a 2-pound even barred perch took top honors, so we're getting into those nicer quality fish. The same angler had a 114, both on a go shrimp, taking off Ventura. And then another shop regular fished yesterday morning and checked in six fish from 1-pound 10-ounce to 2-pound 3-ounce. So that's really nice quality, and that's a function of the cooling water up there. That barred perch gets a lot more busy. And we also saw on the southern front, the halibut bite picked up this week, especially on the North County lagoons. Several legal fish were reported. The main channels near the lagoon mouth seemed to fish the best. And most fish were taken on cut anchovies, cut sardine, or live smelt. Lots of fish around the 22 to 28 inch mark. I think the dandy was 34 inches. And then another handful of legals came from the beach, I think topped by a 32 inch fish taken off Ponto on a cut sardine. So, with the weather landing, the deck will get shuffled here, and we'll just have to see what happens on the other end. But, if the Corbina are gone, I'll settle for halibut, no problem.
I'll take that just fine.
Well, Gundy, surf guru extraordinaire, hey, it's a year-round fishery here in Southern California for pretty much everything that we do here. So there's always going to be something to catch, and I know you'll find them and tell people where to go.
That's right. That's my job. All right, gentlemen, great show, man. Really enjoying it.
All right. Thanks, Gundy. Talk to you next week.
All right.
Have a good week.
That's going to wrap us up today. Appreciate that great report as always. Hey, reminder, the 2021 Bill Varnay CCA calendars are now available at all tackle shops and Turner's Outdoorsman, or you can purchase online at surffishtackle.com. Get yours today. Phones are packing up. If you want to get a great opportunity to get through right now, 833-288-0973. Lots more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a great new offshore fishing boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Check out their lineup of Defiance boats, perfect for the SoCal angler. When your outboard is ready for service, Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnet Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it is done right. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. H&H Marine has blue water bait tanks, boat sails, and expert installation. Check out the ultimate sports fishing machine, Defiance, including the popular Admiral 220. For outboard service, when and where you want it, outboard sails, Defiance fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnet Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com.
Cedros Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool, fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands, and the Baja coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by. So grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.